Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it is treating you good for this May 30th, 2023. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thank you so much for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Welcome back.
Today, I'm asking, is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
What?
Today is Tuesday, then.
How's your weekend?
How was your weekend?
It was good.
But not nearly long enough.
Not long enough.
Not long enough.
How much time do you need?
I'll know it when I find it.
Let you know when it happens.
Well,
until that time.
How about we all get back to work?
It's showtime.
It is showtime, everybody. Welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend. I want to know how your weekend was. Melissa wants to know how your weekend was.
Yes,
424-2600. I cannot make it easier. Call up and just let us know how your weekend was.
The weather was gorgeous.
It was. You can argue with that. Couldn't ask for better with that. Got great stuff lined up for you today, everybody. We are going to get into our National Day of Calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Touch on Rafter Baseball as well, as that kicked off yesterday.
Yes, he is.
New Zealand Pizzeria has a new payment option that we got to get into. We got to talk about that. How the Mayans get their kids to volunteer to do chores. Talk about
Mayans.
That. Yeah.
We're like the ancient culture?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The ancient culture. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get into that a little bit later. A woman who won a cheese rolling race, but I don't know if she knows that she won. I'm not sure if she knows that or not.
Cheese rolling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheese rolling. I have questions. We'll get to that.
We'll be getting into that one. It's going to be fun. 8 o'clock hour with kickoff, of course, with CBS News. And then, of course, we will catch up with our friends over at the WeatherEye Weather Center, probably talk with Paul, and find out what Mother Nature has in store for us this week. And after that, we have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, 9 o'clock hour. We will have some entertainment stories for you, some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, all of these things coming up. I ask the audience, 424-2600. Oh, I meant to mention this, too. In the 8 o'clock hour, Melissa and I are going to get into what are the best karaoke songs.
All right.
And we want the audience to participate on this
one. Oh, yes, we do.
I want to know what you guys think is the best karaoke songs as well.
You can tell us the title, or you can just sing it.
Either way, yeah. I really prefer, you get extra points for singing.
Yes, for sure.
We haven't been handing out points lately in a while. We'll start handing out points again to the audience.
Good. We should.
Points don't mean anything. You can't do anything with them, but they still, bragging rights. You still, you know, oh, I got 500 points today.
Something.
It feels good.
It's an emotional happiness.
If every day somebody just texts you, hey, 500 points. Like, all right, cool. Like, that feels good. Like, you don't even know, you don't even care what it's for. It
didn't know good. I needed them, but here we go.
So we'll get into that in 8 o'clock hour. All those things coming up. We do want to hear from you, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join us. Let us know how your weekend was. What did you do this weekend? Melissa, how about you?
We actually got to go camping this weekend in Chautauqua.
Oh.
We go up there to Aaron's aunt's cabin and visit with a whole bunch of people and do the Chautauqua Lake Liney's, like, tour, I guess. I don't know what the technical name of it is, but you basically bar hop.
Yeah.
And then you get your card stamped, and when your card is full, you get a t-shirt.
Cool.
It's not free because you're buying beer at each bar. And there's seven bars, so across 2 days, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And then we got our t-shirts.
Cool.
And just, you know, relaxed around the campfire, cooked a big meal for everybody. Unfortunately, our meal had to get recooked. I think there was the third attempt we got it right.
Oh, no.
Well, we were going to roast a brisket overnight.
Oh, okay.
And we did that. The grill ran out of pellets at like 2 a.m. and Aaron fixed that. But then when we finally took it off the grill and were letting it rest, we took a peek and it had charred. Like the whole thing turned into like it was attached to the pan.
Oh.
Charred.
Oh.
So, couldn't serve that, obviously. I'm like, well, it's okay. I can save it and make it into something else at home. We just got to cut off the burn bits. You know, it's fine.
Yes.
It's fine. It's fine.
Can salvage it.
We went to the store and bought chicken. Mm. We were just going to do, you know, barbecue chicken on the grill.
Mm.
So, got the two grills. Had to use Karen's grill or another, it was a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up by the cabin. We were over by our RV and the, you know, pellet grill's going over there. Go to check on the gas grill. It was on fire.
Oh, no. That ain't so, right.
Yeah, no, it wasn't right. But also able to save that meat because just the outside was, you know, the skin was burned.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we caught it soon enough that the chicken was basically done, but yeah, not servable like that. So I just pulled all the meat, the skin off and then pulled the meat off and made pulled chicken with that.
I was going to say, pulled chicken.
And then we had barbecue chicken off the other grill. Nice. And it all worked out.
Make it work. Yeah. You make it work.
Just roll with the punches or the fire, whatever happens.
Roll with the fire is actually the phrase we should have always been using. That's the phrase. It should have always just been that. That is perfect. Way to adjust. Way to adapt to.
Mm-hmm. We persevered.
I like to cook. I don't call myself or pretend that I'm a cook. I've got like a handful of meals I can make and that's it. Mm-hmm. When in cooking... It seemed like for my Nana, even for my mom to agree, but especially with my Nana, if something went wrong, she found a way to make it work, and it ended up a lot of the time working out better. I don't know if I want to say better, but like it's how the meal was meant to be.
Yeah,
like you know, you adjust, you adapt. That's a big part of cooking.
So. Yeah, and it did actually work out because there were a whole lot more people that showed up. Mm. That were there for that meal, and our tiny little burnt brisket would have not been enough.
No.
Yeah.
Eventful
week. When we got home yesterday, I turned the burnt brisket into a pulled pork and lentil stew for the week.
Nice.
It turned out good.
That I imagine would be good.
I do have a bit of a blister right here from trying to cut off the burn bits because it was rather tough. On the outside. The outside was just fine.
I feel for you as much as I can. My hands are broken. The insides of my hands. Over the weekend, I got did two lawns for No Mo May. Got both of those done.
That was a chore.
Yeah. I am broken. I am officially broken. My back, everything, just broken.
Okay.
Bones and muscles that I didn't know I had. But
the pollinators, thank you.
Yeah, it was a bittersweet thing because you can't help but not feel good chopping down all of that as long as it got and everything.
You can see the accomplishment.
Yes, and I don't, especially with my brain the way it works and everything. I don't normally feel like these kind of things, but you look at the lawn and the way it is, and I don't think it looks better as much as it in our heads the way they're supposed to look and everything.
Societal norms dictate.
But it did feel good to get it all done, and it did feel really good to look around and see all the houses this year doing No Mo May. And a shout out to everybody that did that. Congratulations, well done.
Yeah.
It's become a tradition now with my folks, especially that on Memorial Day we get the lawn done. You know, we let it go for May and then we do it then. It was a really beautiful, beautiful weekend, as you touched on, Melissa.
It was gorgeous weather.
This is the first mowing I've done this year.
Mm.
So getting out there and mowing felt good. Mm-hmm. You know, getting your bearings back and everything doing it. But I forgot how hot it can get, and I didn't really dress well for it.
Uh-oh.
And so when I was doing my folks' house, I decided, and I don't do this very often, I am working and still building my confidence up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go shirtless very often when mowing.
Mm-hmm.
I decided, you know, this year I'm working towards that. I mean, I'm not in the horrible shape, but I'm certainly not, Arnold Schwarzenegger shape or anything like that.
Who is though?
Really? I take the shirt off. I'm doing the thing, and I'm just focused on the lawn and everything. But as I was doing this, and I'm feeling a little self-conscious doing that, I started thinking about a That Ain't Right story.
Yeah.
And a That Ain't Right story that I would like to kick our show off with.
Okay.
It ain't right that this quote-unquote selfie thing like really blew up when half of us are past our prime. That's not fair. That ain't right. Like, if when I was in my 20s, the whole selfie thing was the thing and everything like that, I would have no issue with it. I'm not saying that I was, you know, George Clooney back then or anything, but I felt a lot better then than I do in my 40s. I'll tell you that. It ain't right. That's not fair. We should be able to go back. I don't fix it, science. I don't know how, but you get it on. You get on this science so we can go back and we can do that.
Well, maybe, or the thing that could be fixed is you should feel as good about yourself now as you did in your 20s because, you know, you're like a good wine. Age helps.
Yeah, Yeah, I like that. I think that's sweet. That's a beautiful intention. It's unrealistic. I want to go back. What it's more
because your idea is more realistic.
Yes, more realistic that science gets on time travel.
And I disagree.
I kind of agree with you that you disagree with me. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we're gonna have some more fun. We got our National Day of Calendar right around the corner on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there.
It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful one. It really is. Speaking of your day, it is National Day of Time. We dive into our calendar for this May 30th, and it is Loomis Day.
Loomis Day. What is this?
Methon Loomis, a humble dentist, revolutionized the world when he created the wireless telegram. Take a moment to consider life without Wi-Fi, TV, or radio.
Ooh. Yeah, it would be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all pretty reliant on it now.
Especially given what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of, little on the nose there.
There is a man, as there is always a man or woman, who is responsible for everything we take for granted today. Neither he nor we could have seen the long-term effects of what he had done. For many things had to come after it for what he desired to come to pass. In the fullness of time, the creation of the wireless telegraph has utterly changed the world, and it took an American dentist in 1886 to set it all into motion. Loomis Day celebrates Mahalan Loomis, a humble Washington, D.C. dentist who created something amazing and changed the world. As with many things, the history of Loomis Day is actually the history of a man and the event. Mahalan Loomis was a dentist in the 1800s who had an idea that had nothing to do with teeth. He knew about the electrical properties of the atmosphere, and like Tesla, had conceived of an idea to transmit electricity through the air to a distant location. His idea was, perhaps off a bit, he thought to change a layer of the atmosphere to create an electric conduit between two metal towers set high on mountaintops. Starting to sound a little familiar to everybody.
Yeah.
What we find interesting about the entire process is that in the end, most, if not all, of Loomis's theories on how the atmosphere worked and indeed how his own apparatus would work were completely wrong. Loomis was able to successfully transmit information from one location to another, but for reasons that worked were not the reasons he professed.
Huh.
He felt the two kites, however many miles apart, flown in the same altitude, would be able to establish a DC circuit through the ionosphere and transmit information thusly. The result was exactly what he expected. We've all heard of Da Vinci's notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Da Vinci in there has, you know, the microwave and the airplane and different things like that. Obviously, hundreds of years before they were actually invented.
Right.
It's always fascinating to me.
You got to have an ideas person.
Yeah.
You know, somebody with the ideas and then ways to try it out and see what you can come up with.
And if you can put yourself back in that period of time, it's not a far-fetched thought for him to have had. We have the telegraph already. We have a way to talk to each other without us being in the same zip code or same room or anything like that. So, okay, well, there's got to be something else here.
Right.
There's got to be something with these waves.
Mm-hmm.
We were figuring out what these invisible things in the air are. How can we ride that? How can we catch that? How can we harness that?
Mm-hmm.
And to figure out how to harness something invisible. Just think about how impossible that is then. Mm-hmm. Like right now, it seems difficult to do. I don't even know how you would where you would start to do something like that back in the 1800s. It's just
well, and I think that's
phenomenal.
Yeah, it is phenomenal, and it's something we're still trying to figure out, aren't we? With traveling in space, with figuring out how to withstand dark matter.
It's fascinating to think. You know, you read Stephen Hawking talk about it and everything, and time travel is the most realistic of these sci-fi things. Because of the bending of time and all these different things. And that is even thousands of years away.
Yeah.
Like thousands of years away. We're not even close to it right now.
Probably good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is how I feel about flying cars. Like, we haven't even proven that we can drive cars safely on the ground.
Right.
I don't feel like we need to be in the skies just yet. We can't even handle the internet. We can't. You can tell me we can handle time travel? No.
We're talking about all the issues with mental health because of social media.
I don't even want to know what time travel would do to society. I didn't want to think about it. Like, not yet.
I think we'd kind of implode.
Hey, inventor out there, if you invented time travel, hold on it.
Yeah.
Just hold on to it for a little bit there. Please don't tell anybody. I don't think we're necessarily ready for it. Let us ease into these things a little bit. It is National Water a Flower Day.
Yeah, it's a good one. It was kind of warm this weekend, and we didn't have any rain.
Yeah, and one thing, especially with these lawns mowed, you're going to have an underbelly right there of dry grass, a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Use it. It's a case-by-case thing. It's your own lawn. Do what you will, but it might not be a bad idea to water your lawn a little bit.
Yeah, if you can afford it.
I was going to say,
because water is expensive.
I figure one of us would say it. But if you can, and certainly be watering your flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is National Creativity Day. Today is the one day a year to be creative, everybody.
Huh.
No.
Just nationally.
Yeah. Yes. And there is never a bad time to be creative. Unleash your inner artist and let creativity run wild. From paintings to poetry, there's no limit to what you can create. So grab your brushes, pens, or whatever inspires you and let the magic of your imagination take over. Mm. Creativity doesn't have to do with just that, though.
Correct.
If you use problem solving at all at work, you are creative. Mm-hmm. You are being creative.
Yeah, and I think that most of us end up having to do that, whether it's, just figuring out time management so you can get everything done in a day. Mm-hmm. That's being creative as well.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things that I enjoy so much about using creativity is working with other people and their creativity and collaborating.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
I think the older I get, the more that I enjoy that. I think that may be my favorite part of creativity. I work alone plenty. I've done plenty of working alone and all those things. But now,
time to collaborate.
My daughter, my oldest daughter, has a podcast idea that she wants to do together. We've got this script that we're a play we're working on, and most of the things that we do, they have a little bit of a serious tone to them and everything. She wants to do something fun, silly. So we've got this one that she's working on about Muppets.
Oh, nice.
And she told me the idea, and it's fantastic. I love the idea. It's awesome. Going to be fun. Yeah. But creativity, my point is it doesn't always have to be for something for work or serious or a project or anything. Let your creativity flag fly with some fun things, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's Mint Julep Day.
Ooh.
Muddle mint leaves with simple syrup, add bourbon, and pack with ice. The mint julep is a refreshing cocktail commonly associated with the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had one of these before?
Yeah. Isn't this the...
it's a Kentucky Derby
drink. Kentucky Derby drink. Yeah. Yeah, I had one at the Kentucky Derby. Didn't have the mint, though, actually. Mm. So it wasn't truly that. But I last year, during the Kentucky Derby... Mm. Or maybe it was 2 years ago. Whenever I worked at the wine bar, time, what do you say? Time is a flat circle?
Time is a flat circle.
Yeah, circle, not surface. The earth is not flat.
No.
Cool. Yes, I've made mint juleps before at a bar.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Making its first appearance in print in 1803, the distinctly American drink was written about by John Davies, who noted that it was enjoyed in the morning. The julep part of the name is what identifies it as a drink that is served only over crushed ice. Mm-hmm. Other versions of the julep drink can be made with cognac or peach brandy.
Oh,
nice.
Peach brandy.
It's a simple drink, too.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the best drinks are the simple ones. Like two, three ingredients, boom. Like it's almost hard to mess up.
Yeah, we made vodka gimlets this weekend, which is, it's from a book series that my boyfriend's been reading. And he's like, and they talk about them all the time. So we just got to try them this weekend. And basically, you buy a bottle of Grey Goose vodka. You take out 6 ounces. And you replace it with 6 ounces of lime grenadine or lime roses lime juice or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And that's it. You pour it over ice. You can have it with an olive. Boom. But that's definitely a sipper.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a mint julep when I was in Texas, and it was a sipper, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's just straight alcohol, you got to...
Take your time.
Just ease
into that one. The Raptors are, we're going to ease into Melissa's news in a moment, but the Raptors are easing into the regular season, had game one last night. The Raptors bats woke up late against the Chinooks, but it was not enough to take game one of the series on opening day. We're going to talk more about this on Playmakers today from 10 to 11. Be sure to join us. For that, it's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a good time not only talking with you, but also talking with head coach of, and head GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman's in town.
Oh, nice.
Coach is in town, so we're going to talk with him, catch up with him a little bit about the scouting and how the off season is going. Certainly going to talk Raptor baseball and talk about this opening loss to the start of the season. You've by now heard it if you're a Raptor fan, but just a reminder, the Raptors lost their first game last season. As well, and went on to have a record-breaking
season.
So game one is game one. We like to win that one, but it's all right. Let the Chinooks
just the first game.
Let the Chinooks have it. They're visitors. They came all this way. Let them have it. Let the babies have it. It's fine. We got game two tonight. We'll talk more about that and plenty more in Playmakers today. Be sure to join us for that. A big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out, sponsoring the show. We'll take a break. Get to Melissa's news. Come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. 7:33 on the clock. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. Your weekend treated you good. What did you do this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are wide open. 424-2600. Or let us know if you would take this pizzeria place up on their deal here. The bad thing about those buy now, pay later services, you don't get that much extra time. It's basically like a Gen Z version of layaway. a lot of these things are. I noticed that with the, there's a ton of different thing paying options nowadays where you can pay four installments on an item and you get it for free, or you get it not for free, but obviously
you get for a smaller amount of money.
Right, that's layaway. That's basically it's layaway.
Yep.
It's basically because it got rid of layaway a while back, like you know, and it just went away, and then it came back just in a different,
Way. Form. Yeah.
Obviously, if you are paying attention to streaming, that you can see where this is going, where they're going to end up just packaging these things and selling it to you like a cable package. Like, I mean, it's just the same old, just rebranding, you know, doing these things.
It's got a different name.
Well, maybe they got something, they're on to something different here in New Zealand. A New Zealander-based pizza chain is doing a new spin on buy now, pay later, but buy now, much later, when you die.
What?
The place is called Hell Pizza, and the promotion is called Afterlife Pay, instead of like after pay.
Afterlife pay.
It's not open to everyone. You need to be a local. They're accepting only so many applicants from New Zealand and so many from Australia. And if you do it, you're promising they're promising you that they will write what you owe into your will. You have to promise them you'll write what you owe in your will.
Okay.
It isn't 100% serious. They admit it's a lighthearted stunt, but they are accepting applications. Each person will get one pizza through Afterlife Pay, which is valued at $25. The pizza claims that they claim the agreement you sign to pay after death is legally binding. No interest or fees will apply. And in the terms and conditions, it says that they reserve the right to enforce the debt owed on the by the applicant against their estate upon passing, or forgive any debt owed to the applicant, which is what they say they will do.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too much gray area here for me. Like, it's a you know, everybody's trying different promotions nowadays and different ways to get people and all that. I don't begrudge a promotion idea, but I don't know about this one.
Well, I have a lot of questions too. So it's a contract that you sign, and you can basically buy pizzas whenever you can get pizzas whenever you want, and then they just tally your bill and then
you
take
pay
it off of your.
Yeah, it sounds like you got to pay the initial $25, but then yes, you get free pizzas.
Then
you pay it off in your will or whatever. I don't know
when you die. Well, huh.
I will throw out there, just because I don't know if it's common knowledge or not, but Jewish Orthodox Jews, I should say, not all Jewish people, but like myself, but Orthodox Jews don't believe in heaven or hell.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, like I'd be signing up for this. Why you would have any fear? What would be the problem? But yeah, I don't know.
And pass, like, if there's no money in your will to pay for these pizzas spent your whole life getting?
They got a legal part in the argument, in the contract here that they could take it up with your significant other or, you know, relatives,
your descendants,
or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, that's one way to pass on your pizza debt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough.
And for you, Johnny, I left you the house. And Megan, you get my pizza debt.
I especially on a Tuesday this early in the morning and everything, I hate to be overly heavy or anything, but I do enjoy, because obviously I take everything in life way too serious and I'm trying to lighten up a little bit, but I do like the idea of us not taking death that serious.
Yeah. I mean it's going
to
happen.
To a degree, obviously.
But it's going to happen to all of us, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of inevitable.
Look around the room, look at your coworkers, look at your friends, your family, anybody else. Everybody has one thing in common. Not any of us chose to be here. Nobody chose to be born. Not one
Correct.
Person in human history has ever said, I'd like to be born now, and that happened. Like, you know, let's all agree, let's all understand that this whole thing is crazy. And it's kind of, you know, it can be fun if we let it, if we try, if we lean into it a little bit here.
And this is an interesting marketing twist.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work very well. I would have let this one sit in the oven a little bit longer and cook.
You know, let's follow up with them in a year and see how many takers they got.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would be curious about. Would people actually want to do that?
And now that I'm thinking about it, too, another thing that comes to mind is the sense of humor over there, like in New Zealand and that. Mm. And they have a little bit of a darker sense of humor than us. Or I wouldn't say us. Like England has a dark sense of humor, but it's dry. It's
right.
A dry, dark sense of humor. In New Zealand and Australia, they have a darker sense of humor, but it tends to be lighter, a little bit more fun, a little bit more free and everything.
There's a lot of things in there where they live. Environmentally, that could kill them.
Yes.
Than say we do here.
Makes you take life a little less serious.
Yeah.
When you're gonna be taken out by nature.
Yeah.
Any day, anytime.
Spider or snake or.
Oof. Like we gotta travel for that. We gotta go up north. You gotta work for that if you want nature to take you out here. Like good luck Friday having that happen to rapids. Like other than the waters and all those things and stuff, which
I mean,
you should not take
there
lightly.
Are some natural things around here that could kill you. But
thinking of some of the animals, though, more so in those areas, those countries. It's interesting. Mm. Take a break right here. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Melissa and I wanted to let you know that we're going to be joined by a new friend, pretty much, coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. We have our friends from Bow Wow Meow Boutique joining us. Bow Wow Meow Boutique here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Talk a little bit about Petpalooza coming up June 11th over at the Southland County Humane Society. We're so excited about this event. This is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to talking about it with our friends from Bow Wow Meow Boutique.
That is such a cute name, too.
It's a great name. You when you come up with a name like that, you just got to take a moment and be like, all right, that's a good one.
That's good.
We don't need to work anymore. We got our name already all figured out. We're good. Wanted to get into this one with you, Melissa. Now, good. Our sharp-eared, strong listeners out there may recognize that we do not have a Kitchens Open segment this week.
Mm-hmm.
We will have that back on Monday and everything. Looking forward to it. But we do want to talk a little bit of food with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm curious to know what the audience thinks of this one. 424-2600, get ready to call us up and let us know. What would you feed a bear? What would you leave out for a bear, possibly? A hungry black bear, it takes us to Connecticut first off. A hungry black bear barged into a garage of a Connecticut bakery, scared several employees, and helped itself to 60 cupcakes before ambling away.
60 cupcakes.
Workers at Taste by Spellbound in the town of Avion were loading up cakes into a van for delivery on Wednesday when the bear showed up. There are between 1,000 and 1,200 black bears living in Connecticut, the State Environment Agency says. Their sightings last year they had 158 of the state's 169 towns and cities. So this area had 159 of these sightings. It's not too uncommon. Bakery owner Miriam Steffens wrote in her Instagram post that she heard employees Maureen Williams screaming bloody murder and yelling that there was a bear in the garage. Then they told the local TV network that she shouted to scare the bear off, but it retreated and came back three times.
The cupcakes were that good.
It's determined to get those cupcakes. Yeah. Surveillance video obtained shows the bakery workers walking around the side of the business to try to scare the bear, but then running away after it scares them. let's see here. The video shows the bear dragging a container of cupcakes from the garage into the parking lot. Steven said that the bear then ate 60 cupcakes. A baker finally got the bear to leave by honking a car horn. The four-footed thief was gone by the time police officers from the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection arrived. No one was injured in the encounter, and one in a series of troubling interactions between black bears and humans in Connecticut.
Mm.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt, of course.
Right.
But if you were going to leave a treat for a bear...
Well, of course, the first one you think of is honey.
Yeah, yeah. It's anything honey related.
Right.
Yeah. Honey cupcakes, honey cake.
But, I mean, imagine having to call up that customer and say, your delivery of cupcakes is going to be late today because they were eaten by a bear.
Yes. I wanted to hear that phone call and how that goes. Like, look, you could tell me if you guys just had a slow day.
Employee didn't show up. I know there's worker shortages.
You don't have to make things up. No, really, a bear came.
I can send you the surveillance footage.
I'm a bear tracks ice cream.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if bears would like ice cream or not.
I'm thinking they probably would.
They might.
Why not? It's sweet.
424-2600, do you want to join us on this one? I feel like I'm thinking of cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of big cakes. I like the idea of leaving a big cake out for a bear.
Just because it'd be fun to watch him
eat it. Yeah, I mean, there's not much better things in the world, especially if you don't have to clean it up. And then watching a one-year-old destroy their cake. Like trying to, it looks so good to them and they want to get it into their mouth and they're trying so hard and like, got it. Boom. Right in the eye. Got it. It's all lined up. I love it. Especially when you see that they think they got it. It's all lined up with their mouth and then boom, right in the nose.
Well, in those videos, I think we tried to do that with my oldest niece and she was so meticulous. She's just like, you know, dipped a finger in and she never went all hog wild on it. Like you want them to do.
That's good. We are going to take a very quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about how the Mayans got kids to volunteer to do chores and two tips to getting your kids to do them.
Interesting.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Melissa and James here with you. Take it right to the top of the hour with some fun. Top of the hour, CBS News will come in and catch up on all your world news. After that, we're going to be joined live and direct from our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, let you know what Mother Nature is up to today in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, nice weather. It's nice.
Feels at least good. Right now.
Yeah, for now. We will kick things off in the 8 o'clock hour with a fun one. I have what are the best karaoke songs?
Ooh, yeah, be ready to call in for that.
Yes, I want not only your best, but I want your worst or what your worst experience with karaoke was.
The ones you hate hearing every time.
Anything like it, any of the above. If it has to do with karaoke, we want to hear from you. Get ready to call up about that in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll also have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more fun for you. The ancient Mayans may not have predicted the apocalypse, but I'm pretty sure that if you saw this in your house, you might freak out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Apparently, in the modern Maya society in Mexico, kids volunteer to do chores.
Okay.
And that might freak out some parents if they just the kids all of a sudden just volunteered to do things. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Like, what do you got up your sleeve?
Yeah.
What are you hiding?
What do you want? According to a reporter who specializes in parenting, the key is bringing kids in on chores at an early age. Mm. Always doing chores with the kids helping or watching, empowering them to join in, and playing off kids' desire deep down to be helpful.
Mm.
So how can you do that with your kids who maybe, you know, that might not seem like it'll work? Well, for one, before I even get into these tips, I will tell you right away that they tell you in the answer they're a big part of this. If you are the type of parent that says, just barks at your kids, do the dishes, mm-hmm. but you're not, they've never seen you do the dishes or anything like that. Don't be shocked when your kids don't listen.
Or don't do them well.
Yeah. Because
they don't know what they're doing.
Kids not only learn by example physically, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing, oh, a parent is working, not just saying, and not saying do this, but help me with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do tasks together.
I watched the guy from Blue's Clues. The original guy from Blue's Clues. He was talking about his audition, how it was down to him and this guy, this other guy. And the other guy was Hollywood handsome. Like, just like, you know, just, George
Pretty
Clooney.
Boy.
Just, yeah, very, very handsome. And it was basically down to them, and they had this final test where they went and talked to they did a little video, and then they put it in front of kids and let the kids watch it. So they both got to sit back and watch this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And with the guy, the other guy goes up there and goes, okay, now we're going to find the backpack, everybody. All right, tell me, where's the backpack? Tell me where the backpack is. And a couple of kids like point it out or whatever and everything like that. And then Steve comes out. He's like, you guys, will you help me find this backpack? Can you help me? I need to find this backpack. I can't find it. Where is it? And every kid just shot up. Right. Oh, we got to help Steve. Oh, we got to help him find this backpack.
Yeah.
Kids want to help.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them the opportunity. You just got to talk to them. Make eye contact. Make it. I mean, it's no different than anybody else in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to overthink this one. I'm not saying it's easy. Nothing about parenting is easy. I'm not saying, other than loving your kids, nothing is easy about it. But it also doesn't have to be that hard.
Right.
It doesn't. You know, if you try to just not be a dictator with your kids and just be a human being.
Mm-hmm. And working at tasks together is so much fun.
Yes.
It's fun. If you make it fun. I mean, obviously, there are tasks that are no fun to do, but find ways to make it fun, and it helps kids think about doing these things with a different mindset. It's like, go clean your room. And they're, you know, picturing what their room looks like. And this is what, you know, every young kid's room looks like under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that's a huge task for them. But if you do it with them and break it down and take it in small pieces, and you can make it fun.
Here are two tips to also possibly help. Don't do chores while the kids play. Do you let your kids watch TV so you can do more efficient doing be more efficient doing the laundry or cleaning? Don't do that. Make the chores a team effort. Even if it slows you down, think of it as a family bonding time.
Yeah.
When you can, I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's impossible to do that with every chore every day.
No, not necessarily.
But say you had you did a chore Monday through Friday, maybe a couple days of that week, you do have the kid, you do this,
mm-hmm.
and it is going to slow things down. But there's only one boss, you. Like, yeah, we do this to ourselves all the time. Oh, I didn't get this done today. Oh, I didn't get that done today. Do you have a boss in your home? No. It's your home. Mm-hmm. There's no schedule here. Give yourself some grace. It's okay. These things will get done.
When my mom was cleaning, we were all cleaning. That was the rule.
Same here.
In my house.
Yep.
Growing up.
If my mother, if at any age in my life, I remember being 15 or 16 or something like that, this was happening. My mother was cleaning the floors. I'm walking, I'm getting ready to go out, hang out with my friends. I see her doing it. I immediately went over there and started helping.
Mm.
Like, it was instinct in our house to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it becomes habit when you make it that way.
Number two on this list, let your kid help, even if they aren't helpful. Yes, you'd get the dishes done a lot faster without, quote, help from the kid. But the Mayans always encouraged their kids to help, find something the kids can do, mm-hmm. and never force them to join in. I find that with the dishes, I'm one of these people, no matter what I'm doing, when it comes to these kind of tasks, mm-hmm. let me at it. Let me do it, and I'm better working alone almost.
Yeah.
Well, little kids don't respond well to that. They don't know how to handle that or anything.
Of course not.
So whether it was my son or any other little kid, you give them a cup. Give mm-hmm. them a cup. Could you clean that cup? They spend an hour cleaning that cup. Like, you know, and just work around it. You know? I mean, it's not a big deal.
You know what's the best? Because now we have these reusable straws. You give them the reusable straw and the little brush.
Oh,
and
that's good.
They have so much fun, especially like toddler age, have so much fun cleaning that straw.
I like that. I like that. I also feel bad because I feel like that would work on me too. I feel like
maybe for 2 minutes.
At least 2 minutes. Ooh, I've never used one of those. I think I might have fun with it for a second.
It could be kind of fun.
I am 424-2600. If anybody else out there has any thoughts or tips or what they do to,
or things that worked with your kids that, things that didn't.
Yeah. Because I will say this, dictating never works.
No.
Just sitting there and barking at your kids, even if they are physically doing the action, they're not learning. Right. They're just being told what to do mm-hmm. and doing said thing. That's not a lesson. They're not learning anything there.
Right.
We already know how to do that. Like, especially from our parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, every parent, no matter how great they are, has that breakdown moment.
Well,
because I'm the adult.
Because I said,
why am I fighting with you? You're three.
But all of us know when I was a kid, you can make a task that should take 10 minutes, take 3 hours.
Yes.
It's very, very possible.
Yeah.
Even ones you know how to do. You know, make your bed. Please make your bed.
With my
3 hours later.
My son and daughter. Yeah, my youngest son and daughter. They were the typical kids about picking up their toys. So we turn it into a game. Mm-hmm. And ends up, the game ends up working and everything. But it ends up being like, I'm a little too competitive. It's like, who can pick up the most toys? You know?
So then you do the most work.
They got me a time or two. I know that my daughter at least was going real slow.
Yeah, Dad, let's play that game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep, yep.
They got me good on that one. It's not good. I shouldn't admit that. It was true. But they never, I don't ever remember them complaining or dragging their feet about picking up their toys at first or something, sure. Mm. But not overall, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think my brother and sister are pretty similar like this, the way I am, because my parents were that way. Mm-hmm. But I think of my dad And I love my dad. I wouldn't train him for anything in the world. And I think he's an amazing father. But I don't think he did this. He did all these things, but I don't know if it was intentional. I don't think my dad was trying to make things fun. I think that's just the way his brain works. And everything is a game to him in some ways. And mm-hmm. and why not make it a game? He didn't read some parenting book or something like that. I think this is just his nature.
Well, that worked out well, then.
It did. Especially with the yin and yang of my mother and him, where mm-hmm. my mother tends to be a little more serious and everything. Mm-hmm. My dad, everything was a game in many ways, as far as with us kids, mm-hmm. you know, not life in general, obviously, but with us, he just loves being a dad so much. Well, I think when it came to playing with the kids and doing things with the kids, it wasn't hard to make it a game. It wasn't hard to find ways to be creative and have some fun with it.
Well, because kids have so much imagination, you know, when they're really young mm-hmm. like that. And it's easy to tap into that. If you let yourself, you know, and you just try to, you know, like, how can we make this fun? And maybe ask them, how could this task be more fun to do? What can we do to make it better?
I think parents would be, again, even the parents talk to their kids and all that. I think you would be shocked if you did this more often. Mm-hmm. Ask your kids. I'm not saying, you know, we all ask our kids what they want for dinner and things like that and everything. I'm not even saying that asking your kid and then, okay, well, that's canon. That's what we got to do now. Like, but asking them, again, going back to the how great they feel, how they have an internal, all of us have an internal, especially at a young age, internal thing in us to want to help and mm-hmm. want to be helpful. Asking that, you feel so, I get to put my two cents in on this. Mm-hmm. It feels great for a kid. Builds their confidence, builds their, you know, self-esteem and all these things. Mm-hmm. It ain't a bad thing, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
We got to wrap up the hour. We got to get out of here. We will come back with some more fun coming up. We'll have CBS News get in here and do all their thing. And after that, we're going to talk to Paul Trombley, our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, find out what Mother Nature's got in store for us. Plenty more coming up. Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.